Masichas on Parshas Peleg Zecho. This week's Parsha, we read, there's a group of people who come before Moshe Rabbeinu, and they say, "Anachnu tzmeim l'nefesh ha'odom, lo menigara levilti hakrev es korban Hashem ha'mayad." Although this is the first, the only time in the Midbar Yidin brought up the Korban Pesach at the right time, Yidalin Nisit, group of people were tamei, and they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they shrei gival, "Lo menigara, why should we forfeit?" Let me just behect him. Two midrashim, which are very, very complicated, make the fumriya to understand, very difficult to understand. First is a medrash in Shmos Rabba Pella. Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeYosef. The Eibush told Yosef Atad, "Ato Amarta Ani Achalkel Eschem." That Yosef promised his brethren that after his father Yaakov Avinu, he is going to support, he's going to sustain. No Yekatzah Yosef, all of Kal Yisrael. Chayecha shebeschuschem oisim pesacho. The schus of Yosef Atadik, the Eibishter gave us a yontif called Pesach Sheni. Shenemar vayiu anoshim asher hoyu tzmeim nefesh. What does Yosef Atadik have to do with? Because he was bechalkul kol Yisrael. Therefore, the Yiddish kinder were given Pesach Sheni. Then there's another medrash. Both these medrashim are brought in the first Shabbos Agadol drasha. In the Arvinachal, that all a pelodic medrash. The Psikta says, "Anachnu tmeim melamei cheyuksherim v'tzadikim v'charedim ala mitzvus." And the Arvinachal explains what is the word "charedim ala mitzvus" means. So he brings from the Hakdama of the Sefer Acharedim, to be a charedi means you do more over and above your minimal halachic responsibility. Where do you see anywhere in this parasha? All of Kal Yisrael were up a Korban Pesach. These are the nachshlepers, they've missed out. So that they wanted to be like everyone else, midvas, what makes them charedim over and above their responsibility? To understand this, let me just, a very simple shir today. Let me just understand the basic narrative. What's happening? First of all, there's a famous kasha, which is not, the Rishonim already asked, the Ritvo and Sukkah asked, the Meiri and Psochem asked, the Rachayim Akondish Alasar asked, all the Rachaner asked in Sukkah. What do you mean? They come to Moshe with a taina, Loma Nigor. Rabbeinu, why should we be different? You said you gave the reason. Because you're tummy, you're like unlike anyone else, you can't bring up a korban. Did they not know that a person who's tummy and nefesh can't bring a korban? What's the taina? What's the tzviya? What's villains it? They themselves give the answer to their own question. And Nachmer, what do they say? Question number two. They say, "Anachnu tmeim lenefesh." Anachnu tmeim lenefesh odom. As opposed to tmeim lewat. And the funny thing is that when the Eibishter answers through Moshe, Ish asheyia tome, let's say Ish asheyia tome lenefesh, Yeshiyatavi, but in the tviya in the tarumis, anachnu tmeim lenefesh odom. Apparently, the taina, loma nigora is so powerful, Moshe doesn't know what to do. Imdu ve'eshma ma'yitzavik. Wait, in other words, even Moshe, the churin, it's an open and shut case. Your tummy, you can't bring up a korban. Nachmer, Akasha, which I've asked many times in the past from the Gemara in Zvachim Dafkuf Beis, Hamachlokes, whole discussion, come to this that Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen all 40 years, whole discussion. Then there's the Medrash and Shoychat Toiv and Tilim Kufchei, various places the Medrash takes on the halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a kohen. Oibadoi, Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a kohen. I once asked the Klichem to bring this B'shem the Kotzker, famous shayla. So what happened, right? Why couldn't these Habachoik is exactly what the Matthias was? But if they were misrashal in the preparation of the Por Adum, it wasn't ready for the first Pesach. Hello, you with me? Asher Al Kain, therefore they had the Shiloh, they were still talking. Oy Bazay Shteldach the Klotzkash, which I've answered many times at different Taifanim. Oy Bazay Moshe Rabbeinu Gufa had the Shiloh. It says in Pasuk, Vayikach Moshe es Atz Mesesevim. So the Chura Moshe Rabbeinu himself had the Shaila, he was Tamil Nefesh of Yosef HaTzadik. He doesn't seem to have any tainus regarding himself. The whole problem was the other people who were tamei came to Moshe with a tainus. It wasn't Moshe's if it's a chali. Okay. What? My dear, sweet, holy friend, with what? You may be right, but that's not the whole truth. Ain't coming good. You hear my question? What was the Moshe of it? Gerade in the Stam Mishnah in Soites, Mashbet, Homachlikis, and Metzias, and Beforoshim, I can't say, if Moshe was only Metapel in Atzmas Yosef, only through Yetzias Mitzrayim, by the Yamsu of Chacham Levi Kamitzis, or apparently all the years it was Ema in the Machna Leviyah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Metapel all the year. I was saying, what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? He had a problem. Okay. To understand, there's a very simple, basic concept. He asked the school child which were trousers, so who were these people who were Tzmeim and Nefesh who couldn't bring up the Korba and Pesach and Mayadli? Everyone knows the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chafei, right? Three opinions. Three opinions. I clearly held these were the Noisei Aroinish of Yosef. According to Rabbi Akiva, second opinion, these were Mishal Veltofon who were Misasek with Nodav Aviv who passed away. Are you with me? When they passed away, I have no idea. You got to ask, was it Rosh Chodesh Nissen? Was it on Ches Nissen? That whole tumul in the Forshim, which is a fascinating pilpul, but income came. And therefore, the Yom HaShvi was what? Was Erev Pesach. Or, according to a third opinion of Yitzhak, it was Tama Meis Mitzvah. Which also a whole shakl of Atariya. Did Yidden actually die before the... For the Mizrahim, we did Stam Yidin da. But then a Chateva, she should be, but there must have been the Chavra Kaddish who was busy every day. Or the Mitzvah, it could be that at this moment, according to the first two opinions, people didn't die. That is Shmir bin Maila. But according to the Yitzchak, no, it was B'derech HaTeva, still people were dying, and they were metapel with amazements. Actually, three opinions in Chazal. Now, we all know the Gemara in Ksuvah, Staff Kuf Gimel, Bashkafte the Rebbe, when Rebbe Yudanossi passes away, so Rav Chia said, Machlekes, who said what? But Oysei Hayoim, says Rav Chia, Oysei Hayoim Shabbos Rebbe, Botlo Kedusha. So is the Girsa in our Gemara. Over the Girsa in many, many of the Rishonim is Oysei Hayoim, Botlo Kehuna. The laws of Kehuna were suspended. In other words, Kehanim were given permission to be metapel, to be Oisik, in the Levaya of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Right? So is the Girsa, the Oisik HaYoyim, Bitla Kehuna, so is the Girsa in many of the Rishonim, in the Ran, on the Rif, in the Ritvo, in the Rosh, in the Eshkol, in the Iri, the Rabbeinu Ezra, the Rebbe of the Ramban, the Chula, the Chula. There's other for the Ramban brings this Girsa, etc. The Akeda, the Marvel, the Rikanti, all the classics. What does it mean there was no din of kahuna on the day that Rabbi passed away? I'm just telling you nothing, no great chidush. There's three basic ways of understanding it. If you read, kahuna was both. One way of learning is that just like a koyim, although there's a loisasek, and he's not allowed to be metame, and if he's metame, he becomes tome, and he needs hazor, gimel, v'zayin, he needs whatever, hope, go to mikveh, v'chul, v'chul. Or, but if he finds a meis mitzvah, so the meis mitzvah suspends, overrides the laws of kuna, a nasi, exactly where a nasi is just, what exactly a nasi means, is it applied to zman hazeh, a whole tumul, makain kamibin, let me put it in for. But since a nasi is whatever you do, lichvoidah is never enough, right? Therefore, a koyin at the levaya of a nosi, like Rabbi Yudan Nosi, is allowed to be metam. So this was a unique din for Rabbi Yudan Nosi. On that day that Rabbi Yudan Ashkafta the Rabbi, the laws of Kahuna were suspended. Kahana were allowed to attend the levaya, to be ma'amayu under the same roof, etc. That's one interpretation. And therefore it's dafka oisi hayoim, that day of the levaya. You with me? In other words, the laws of Tumah were there, and afterwards, if you want to eat kochim, you would need to be oisik in Tara. But the being oisik, like a mis mitzvah, being oisik in the Levaya of Rabbi overrides, but there is Tumah. You see, Tosis brings Rabbi Nochayim HaKoyin, which is the classic phrase of Rabbi Nochayim HaKoyin, who says that if I would have been at Ashkafta of Rabbi Nutam, even though his name is Nochayim HaKoyin, who's the Kohen, right? I would have been metamatim. So interessant, the Shalom Tshuva's Beis Sha'orim says, he didn't say I would be misasik with him, I would be metametu. So attack, I would become Tomei, but since he held Rabbi Notam at the din of the God, he would have been Tomei. But there is a din of Tum. That's one way of looking at it. A second way of looking at it, that's Tosfos brings, Mashmos and Yerushalmi, that it's not that the din da iraisa, that a Kohen is now to be metame, was suspended. Legabe Tumas de Rabbonim, based on pras, which the Rabbanon were good, rabbinically, that the rabbi suspended the rabbinic law in the case of a nosi. That's the second opinion. A third opinion is, Bichlal tzaddikim are not makabotu. In this also you can learn into a fan, either because the neshama is neshama shenasafta bi yistahiri. The tumma comes posthumously vis-a-vis the guf. Mashenkin a tzaddik who has retired the guf. The famous word I said many times from the Rabbi Melech of Lezhensk, who once told his son, halavai, other people's neshama should be as zach and pure as my guf. So when a tzaddik was mezachik his guf, Rebbe, Ranosi, so therefore there's no tum. That's one kvetch, one way of understanding it simply. Or, as most Mefarshim learn, where does the tum, why is a mes mitamah? Because when he leaves this world, he leaves this world through the Malachamovis, and he puts him a tipa mora in the person, a tuma in the person. Right? So therefore, the person becomes tamei vis-a-vis the Malachamovis. Masha'enkein tzaddikim who pass away, misus neshika. Right? Therefore, there's no tuma in their estalpas. You with me, Elo? Okay, the whole. If I had the time, I'd elaborate, but ain't coming good. That's the basic. You hear what I'm saying? So there's three ways. Is this specifically a din vis-a-vis the levaya of a nosi? But you have a clear who's a nosi. Is it a din only a suspension of tumas drabbon? Or the third opinion that it's what? Tzadiki b'chal not metam. Not only b'shas the levaya, but even afterwards. Be'emes, there's a medrash in Mishlei, which is brought down in a few different places, with different k'nature, with different nuances. Dealing with the passing, the execution of Rabbi Akiva, one of the Asar Rugimals. So the Lashon HaMedrash is Miyad Nitpulu Lo Yaliyo Zachor LaTov V'Notle Al Kseif. After Rabbi Akiva was executed by the Romans, Eliyo HaNovi came and carried him on his shoulder. Uchshero Rabbi Yehuda HaGarsi Kach Omer Leliyo Yehuda HaGarsi Talmud Rabbi Shua HaGarsi Talmud Rabbi Akiva Asim Et Rabbi Haloi Amartali Koyina. Do you yourself proclaim yourself to be what? A koyin. The koyin also litame lemeis. A koyin is not allowed to what? Be metame lemeis. Omer loy, chayecha Rabbi Yeshua, on your life, chas v'sholem, she'ein tumah b'tzadikim v'af b'talmideim. There's no tumah by tzadikim, nor in their disciples. And the yal could bring the article, she'ein tumah b'talmideim, chachomim v'af b'talmideim. And the Medrash HaGod has al daloshen, very similar. Right? Ain tumah letzadikim v'lecham. The way that tzadikim v'lecham, again, there's a shin in the schos. Okay. The medrash then ends, Omer Eliyol Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi. This end of the medrash, the siyum, is incredibly important, because Tosfos brings this medrash twice in Shas. But it only brings the beginning of the medrash. But the siyum of the medrash says that Eliyol told Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi, Leich emer lechachomim shilamdu letalmideim. Go and disseminate and spread amongst the chachomim that they should teach their disciples, ki ein tumah b'tzadik. V'alzeh Moshe Rabbeinu masir l'kehanim, on this matter, Moshe Rabbeinu warns, he admonishes the kehanim, l'nefesh l'yetama be'amov, avu l'beis mitzvah l'chachomim ein lehem tum. But say in the case of beis mitzvah or for talmid chacham, there's no tum. Now Tosfos, giving just a basic overview of what's happening. Tosfos in Yevomis Daf Samach Aleph says Tosfos holds with Shitosi that tzaddikim are mitame. Aye, what do you do with this medrash that says Eliyahu Hanavi Zochar L'Tov told Yeshua HaGarsi that tzaddikim tamei hacham are not mitame? So Tosfos says the answer that Eliyahu Hanavi gave to Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi was a dichui ba'al. The word in English. He pushed them aside. He didn't tell them the ultimate truth. He was pushing them. The Iker, the Tam, even if Elio is a Kuyin, why was he able to metapel or Bekiva? Because it's mitzvah. There's no problem. So it brings places above Mitzvah Daf Kuf Yedalid. So it's brought in Shuvas HaRosh and Kol Lamed. So it brings the Kedushei HaRamban in Yevomis, Kedushei HaRashba B'Shem Rebbeinu Tam. So it brings the Ritvol, the Meiri, the Eshkol, etc., etc. The Eshkol adds a kvetch, right? That the Medr says that Elio told Yeshua Garsi that for tzaddikim is permitted. So the Eshkol writes, "Ein soichum halalocha sheba midrashim im loy nirish neskabel abal yatal." Stamos and midrashim are a dime a dozen, and you can't be uiker halacha unless you find the mocker for the tzid in shas. And in shas the pashas, as we'll see, put it simply, simple geret, a tzaddik is metame. Okay? And so is the opinion. If you just go through, not chadash anything. So, well, today everything is look. Everything is brought down. So is ribui mekoymus in rishoyim seem to paskin that tzaddikim are mitam. Say at their levaya and say afterwards betumasoy. I'll give you a few examples. Rashi and Bamatzia daf behei says. Rish the Gemara says Rish Lakish was mitzayin maris drabonim. He went around delineating the parameters of, you know, Eretz Yisrael they bury in a mire. So what's doing upstairs? Where's the caver? Right? So Rish Lakish was mitzayin the mire is drabonim. Says Rashi shul yikosh lak ehanim laver aleim lahayil shul teore takola al tzaddikim. Since they're tzaddikim and lenichluhu that a takola is a downfall. Such happened to other people. The Rish Lakish made it his business to go to Myris at Tzadikim to be Mitzayin. Where exactly is the Kaver? So Kehanim shouldn't be mile alive, should become dumb. Alderach said the Gemara and Baba Basa Dafan Ches, everyone knows the famous story, Rabbanui. He went to also a similar business. And he went to Moras Machpelah, and he was given permission to enter into the Meirah, Betich Meirah, and he saw Eliezer Evan Avram. Everyone knows the whole story. Right? And he was Ma'alam the Kfor. Says the Rashbam Al-Asar, why? Kidei lahakir mokim hatuma, v'leaviyu taharis derechan. People shouldn't carry taris, trumas, whatever, derech the right? Shelo Yael Alamis. So brings Rabbi Gershom and Toisvis and Limuk Yosef and the Rabban and the Ritvol is the Chlora Raya. Aside from the story of Rish Lakish and Baba Metzia, aside from the story of Rabbi Noy and Baba Basra, that Kivrei Tzadikim, even the Ovis Hakdoshim, and the Gemara says, according to all opinions, there were six people who certainly passed away, Bemisus Neshikah, and the Ovis Hakdoshim are three of them, Hakol, Bakol, Mikolkol, right? Nevertheless, to go into the Moras HaMachpelah, hello? Yeah? It's Betame. Funny thing is, you also remember the Gemara Baba Metzia, that Elio Anova used to go regularly every Rish Chodesh to pick up Avram Yitzchak. Okay, well, actually, to pick up Avram, Davin, put him back down. You know, the Gemara says, famous story, B'chiyu Bonov, yeah? Okay. Therefore, based on these two Gemaras, the Shavlan Shuvas Hamaril and Sinan Kufnun is the Charaya that what? These two Gemaras are clear proof that the oil of a tzaddik is mitam. And he says, Umi Lanu Gadol from Yosef, who's known colloquially as Yosef a tzaddik, right? And the Gemara said in the Sukkah, who were the people who were Tamei L'Nefesh in this week's parasha, who came to Moshe with a taina, either Noisi Aroini Shal Yosef, or Nodav Aviyu, Bekroivei HaKodesh, with all the mile of Nodav Aviyu. Yeah? Is the Charaya, Klor, says the Maril, say from the Gemara Bamatzin and Babasra, say from this week's Parsha, that the oil of Tzaddikim is Metam. And so the Halacha, except most of the, and I haven't taken a poll, but from what I see, most of the Achreinim, the Pasa, Shulchan, Rishosh, Klover, Talmud, Agro, the Chayi Odom, in his Akdoma, Tilchus, Asmoches, all the achronim, the besechemet in two places, barichus from Shleim Akoyin, the Matzah Vilna, the Shalom Shuvis Halachas Ketana, the Botik Una, the Maratz Chayis, the Zayis Ranon, the Shleim Kluger Gewalt, the Tuvtam Vedas, right? All hold that what? It's also for Akoyin to go and in the oil of a tam. In fact, the Shalom Shuvis, in the back of the Sefer Divri Cheskel, from the Shinover, the son of the Divrei Chaim, it's Shreit Gewalt Oilemus against Kehanim. It was a minig in many places. Kehanim would go to Kivrei Tzadikim, and a Shreit Gewalt. the Adrab, it's Yedua, that the Iker Matorah of the Levi Cheskel went to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, as we'll soon see, was widespread. The Kehanim, Sfardim, Ashkenazim used to go to Kivri Tzadikim. And one of the reasons the Iker Matorah of his Nasiyah was to stop people from Kehanim from going to Kivri Tzadikim. Al Derech Zeb, in our generation, Sayyid Asat Merov, if you do it, then he went to make the Meiron. He got all the Kehanim to go out. Al Derech said that Shal Juvit Divri Yatsiv from the Klizmer Rebbe, all held Aloch Lamasa that a Koyin is also to go in to Kivri Tzadikim. I know in Lubavitch, when the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, passed away, Al Ema Derech, in Hadich, so the Chassidim asked his brother, the Maril of Yanovich, the Shal Juvit, the Maril of Yanovich, and Sheir Yehuda, and he passed in, he gave the whole arichos, he goes to the whole sugya, bottom line, he said it's awesome. And therefore, when the previous Rebbe passed away, and the Rebbe built the oil, he made sure the oil had no roof on it. Even by tzaddikim, you hold the greatest of shivas, even though it's interesting, the Beis Rebbe brings, that when the Baal HaTanya went to Barditchev, in the Chorev Tov Kuf Ayin, after the Estalkos of the Holy Rebbe Yitzchak Barditchever, to Menachem, the family, he went to the Tzion, to the oil of Barditchev. When he walked out, he didn't wash his hands. Because the washing hands, the Tilos Yadayim, after a base oilam is Bitzad Ruach Ro, the Adarab and Amokim Sadiq, where Tzadikim are buried, is a place of Kedusha. So Al-Tareb Bedafka didn't wash his hands when he left the oil of Barditchev. Or Brezot Nishitan, but Allah Lamaisa vis-a-vis Akoyin, you're dealing with an Isser Deraisa, Alav Deraisa. All of the above Paskim hold up, but Akoyin is not allowed to go. There are many. There are other rishonim who hold that laloch lemaisa we paskin that kivri tzadik like Rabbeinu Chaim Hakoyin that kivri tzadikim are not mitam. So brings the Ramban in his Pirush Al Torah, begin the Parshas Chukas and his great Talmud Chover Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Akku in three places and the Rikanti and the Tzioni and the Rabbeinu Mecharya and Rabbeinu Mekoyim and the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samakimel etc. In fact, from the Sefer called Imrei Noyim, which is a Sefer of Rabbi Seinu Balei Toisus Ala Torah. And they asked the Kasha, how is it that Moshe Rabbeinu Vayikach Moshe's Atmos Yosef Imrei? And they answered, B'pashto, that Kivrit, that the Tzadik, the Atmos Yosef, are not Mitam. And so it's brought in the Moshe's Kenim, and the Akedah, and the Barvinel, and the Avu and the Chula is Reb Chaim HaKoyin, and Toisus I brought before. And many, many places. You'll ask me, the Chur de Raya Fakert is the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Ches. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Dr. Nosi Hadar, and he's about to leave the world, and he tells us Talmidim two things. Panu Kelim Mitnei Hatuma, right? Vechinu Kisil Chizkiyo Melech Yudah Shabo. Is the Karaya a person who can provide? He knows Chizkiyo Melech Yudah is what? Coming to be with him. He's a Nosi Hadar. Nevertheless, Panu Kelim Me'atum. And others bring this as a Raya. Many bring this as a Raya. Unless you take the Raya, as others do, right? Then he said so, Mishum Anvisalusi. Why do I say that? The Ramban says, the Gemara says in Soit, the Ramban says on Parash Vayechi, the Gemara says in Soit, the Yankov Avinu Loimes, right? From deswegen, Yankov Avinu says, Hine Adnoichi Meis, Vahoya Elikim Ibchat. So he says, one of the reasons the Ramban says he didn't want to give COVID Lishma. He was Noig Ba Anvisalusi. And a raya to this is the Arizal. And the Shifchei Arizal is brought. And there's various nuschois. I'm not going through all the Kisvei Arizal. I'm not going to negate to Anoshim Kirkeinu too much. But the Minchas Alozer and the Munkash Rebbe and the Chele Gimel, Samach Dala, has a famous tshuva where he brings the Shifchei Arizal and all the various Girsois and whatever. That the Arizal had a Talmud called Reb Yitzchok or Reb Yosef HaKoyin. He had two Talmud called HaKoyin, right? And he sent him to me, Mishtateach, on the caver of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, which is in Kfar Ein Deitum, down the road from, when you go on the way to near Tzvas, not far, not, you know. And he sent him to Mishtateach on the caver of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, that's Rabbi Yehuda in the mission, to tell him a pshat in the Zohar HaKodesh, right? Even though he was a Kohen. So the Arizal Zikr held, l'chura, that at 100%, even though others want to dray, that he didn't, maybe he stood outside, but And the Mechaz Lozo says, he said, the word is Ishtateach. In the olden days, these people, Amdeinu, used to sit by the Kivrei Tzadikim, and used to tell Torahs, used to hear Torahs, and a ganze discussion in Torah. The Lashon Ishtateach means, Ishtachos, Kipshutli, lying there, Pishu, with Avraham, Pe'al Peh, and he was able to, whatever. The same Arizal, when he was passing away, he told this same Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen to leave the house, and they had to, you're a Kohen. But he himself, the Chur al-Halacha, held that tzaddikim were not metame. So you don't have to be a genius, because he held me. He said, "Al v'sanuse as Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai, that he's al Yaakov Avinu, that he's not on that madrig." Or b'l-Halacha, the Arizal brings the Chur, and so it's brought in the Tzayim in the Munkacher of Michas Lozer, Tzayim the Sefer in Mukichayim from Chayim Antonia, from one of the Miguel's, the dynasty of Vishnitz. Both hold Halacha that is permissible. And therefore, it's brought another form. The Minigan Eretz Yisrael was Nufut, so brings the Chidon and Pnei Dovid in the beginning of Parshas Peshalach. So it's brought in the Shalz and Shuvis from the Saba Kadisha, from Ralph Tofandri, who's a Michloze, made a special trip to Eretz Yisrael to meet him. That with the Rabbonim were not Muicha against all of those, although he passed in Shev Al Taisa Odif, or when Kahanim asked him, but Rabbonim, Mikadmas to know, were not Muicha for Kahanim and Eretz Yisrael to go to known places of Bekubal, to places of Tzaddik. And it's more by Meron, there was a Shol Dovach, one of the great Syrian Mekubalim, and they all went to Kivrei Tzaddikim, even though they were Kahanim. Avu and the Chula, which all this forum brought, is that, you ever heard of the Rebbe Hersh of Rimleth, Tzvi Rimleth? He was a Kohen. And he used to go to the caver of his Rebbe, Reb Nachum Mendel of Rimleth, the fellow you light the candle for. As in the thing. Yeah? And his son, Reb Yosef of Rimleth, who was the son of Reb Hershel Rimlever, used to go to his father. And those who know say that the whole Shrine Chai V'Kayim of the Divrei Yecheskel, of the Shinever, was against this Minigin Rimlev. Which is, you see, if anyone knows anything about the history of the Shinever, he was a Talmud Muvik. He brings Kama V'Kama upon him in a Sefer from Heschel Rimlever, a Talmud Muvik of him, and yet he's Tzeveyach Kruchia Mamish against this Minig of a Koyin going in. No one's doubting the Kedusha, the Tara of Remendel Rimlever. Right, one of the great Talmidim of the Rebbe. Ober Afal Pikein, he held its Osir Al Pi Halacha. He was not like, no, the Shinever was like Nos upon him, even his father, the Vichayim. He said, Vizkum Tzayim. Right? Yeah, so you have the endless, if you think about it, there are various theories in Poshin Shas. Those who permit, Gedivri HaRizal, which by the way, I must tell you that Rizal is based, the Rizal didn't pick rabbits out of hats. It's in Zohar HaKodesh in at least three places. In Parshas Vayishlach, in Chayisor, in Vayichi, in various places, the Zohar seems to take on the Shita that Kivrei Tzaddikim were not Matam at all. What are you going to do with what? The Gemara and Baba Metzia and Baba Basra, that Rabbanoi was Metzah. Huh? Yeah? Let me ask you a question. Why was Rish Lakish Metzayah in Kivrei Tzaddikim? Give it Rabbon. My also the Rabbon. Is Rabbon more metame than anybody else? What's with Afka Rabbon? No. So the Rashbam seems to learn Pshat that to go and to know the parameters of the cave where you could go, where you're not, you have to go in the Meira. Now, normally, it's also, and there's a lot of rayas to this, of a Stam person who wasn't masakin all of his yonim, to go into the Mamish, the Meira of a Tzaddik. Dafka Rabbanoi or Shlokish were great, holy, lofty, exalted people. For them, permission was granted. Stability Mitzayim Kvoris, you got a civil engineer, you got some shmerel off the street. But to go to Myris at Tzadikim, which is dangerous to whatever, for this, Dafka Rabbanoi Shlokish or Rabbanoi used. Right? According to Rashi, different words, because he didn't want to be a Takolo. The MS is. The Yecheskel was bothered. Why the what's pshat? Because there's no iser for a koyin to go into a place where a nozir, who's not allowed to become tameh, wouldn't have to bring a korban for that, right? And the Yecheskel shouldn't want to say if it's tomun in the ground and nobody knows about it, what you don't know doesn't hurt you, right? But akapanim drabonon, who are holy people, loynichalehem ganeden, that they should have been the cause that someone was mal on a caver, even al pelocha. The Satmarov in Divrei Yoel in Alagulav Atzmura, various places schreis gewalt against this idea. What exactly the issue is, whatever. But you know the funny thing is, you look in others for him, Kaftim Aferach, for example, a whole new pshat. You know why Rabbanoi was mitzayin the kvorim, the kivrei tzadikim? In order that people should know to go and daven there. By the way, Derech Agav, do you know who Rabbanoi was? Anybody? Huh? They only know that story. Rabbanoi was a Gilgal from Benayohu ben Yoyodo. Any rings any bells? You don't got to be a rocket scientist to get Benayo and Banoi is the same root word. Because he was Boine Tziyunim. He built Tziyunim for yeah. Why was he involved in Kivrei Tzadikim? What do you know? I once said this. Not Rabbanoi, but Benayo ben Yoyodo. What do you know about him? He was a Gilgal of whom? Of Kalei ben Yefuna. Knew any bells? Who is Kalei ben Yefuna Gilgal? I gave a whole shiur once about this. I gave a whole shiur before Shavuot, the Isser the Reis of Shichas HaTorah, by the way. Yeah, why would Mishateach give Reovas Kalei ben Yefuna? Anyone remember? I gave a whole shiur about this. No? He was a Gilgal of you know whom? Eliezer Eved Avraham. And therefore, he davened to be finally, completely, utterly yoytze mikal or of a nichnas mikal boruch. Hello. So when it says the ben meshik basic that meshik Eliezer will be Yerush Osi, that was this kayim because today it's Eliezer Eved Avraham who stands guard for Avraham Avinu for the other nation of Arzal Pit. And that, so you see that Kolev had a, you see, went to be mishtateach and kivrei ovdeis mishkan. That's next week's shmuz. Yeah? Asher Alkin, his Gilgul, Rabbanoi, was the one who also had a, went to Mitzayin Kforis in order that people should, fakir, it says in other form, what is the reason why Kivrei Tzadikim and not Mitama? Because the Abishter wants people to go and daven there. Yes? Okay. So that Raya, okay. So it's a good story. Moreover, even if you don't hold that way, like the Kaftar Ferah, Udi Imei, a whole salute, right? The raya from Rabbanoi is a kind of raya. Says the Milchas Lozer and says the Avni Nezer. All the way, by the way, Asr is Gevalt against Kahanim going. When the Sfas Emes, by the Estalkus of the Sfas Emes, the Avni Nezer came. And the Avni Nezer was like the Skan from the Rabbanon, the Admurim. And the Kahanim in Ger asked the Avni Nezer, could they be Misasik in the Levaya? He said, Chas V'Sholem, when his Shver, the Kotzker pathway, also the Kahanim wanted to do. And the Chisharim were then screaming, Gevalt, that is awesome. But the Avinezer goes through the whole lengthy tshuvas, mamash whole tshuvas on this subject. The Avinezer says, you know why Rabbanoi was assigned the Maris Pele? Could the MS be that Kivrei Tzadikim is not Mitam? Especially the other sectation. Norvos. Who else is buried in Maris Pele? First of all, there's Reishin the Esam, who had a din of Yisrael Mumer. And we said that there's Tum. Moreover, Adam Arishin is buried there. Right? So we said these reasons, therefore, it's Noraya from the Gemara in Bavitzi. By the way, the Ben Yoyada brings a funny thing. The Ben Yoyada brings that there were a bunch of other people who were buried in the war. He has another shayla. If there's a Meira B'tich Meira, and there's a big empty space, a hole, between the Orin and the ceiling, so what's the problem on top? The Meira in Chevron is deep, deep in the ground, as the Gemara says in the Irvin. What's the problem on top? So he says, in the walls of the Moras and Machpelah, there are also zillions of people who are buried. Ah, you're making a face. Why are you making a face? Because you know that it says in many, many Sforim Rabban that only the other Sakdoshim and the Mechava, Yitzchak, and Baruch were able to be buried there. So apparently, in many other Mekoris, so brings all the travelers, the Rabbi Yaman Mitolido, etc., etc. People who died and were buried elsewhere, they afterwards they would take buckets of bones and stick it in the walls of Russell Pit. Hello? Kabbalah in the Kabbalah. Oy, but so you understand later why Rabbanoi was betaying the Moras and Machpel. So you have no right one way or the other.
For that, they didn't need to go inside the Mora.
They were buried in the Mora. In the walls of the Mora. In the physical. And these make Kubin. These make like these. Huh? One sec. Okay, now, that's one way of that. So all I know now is there's a machlikas and lever shemayim pshat and gemorim and rishonim and achronim in Baldei Kabbalah how to pass. There's an interesting hechel brocha from the Kamarna, this week's parsha. He says, the emes is, there is a tumah that's given off by Kehanim, but oil akabon, right? Ober is a tumah kalisha. It's weaker. And therefore, not to bring a Korban Pesach, it should have been suspended over the tumah, although you'll need paradum, etc., etc. Aber in order not to miss out the Korban Pesach, which is a chorus, right? It should be, I'm not going to involve that. According to many opinions in the Gemara, where were these people holding? What day of the tumah were they? On the seventh day. So already they could have gone to mikveh. They could have had a zohar. They could have gone to mikveh. And at night they need the Korban Pesach. Befrat the Korban Pesach is a korban, right? That what? You only need at night. So why can't they bring? That's itself a whole tumah. So he says, we said that was the Taina Lama Ligor. But let me go back to where I started from. So what was the Taina Lama Ligor? Says the Agra Dekala. I've seen it in Agra Dekala, and then I saw a zillion others for him say the same halacha as the Agra Dekala. Into resolve, in the Shabbat Rosh, in the Sifte Tzadik, in the Chutam Meshulach, in the Maiser Rekeach, in the Tzor Hamoyer, which is the Kadman, he's the father of the Shver of the Bez Yosef. And I say a similar kvesh, so I saw from the Oster of Tereb and others, different words. That Gufa was the Taina of the people who came. Lom Anachnu Tmeim, they say Anachnu Tmeim Lenefesh, we're Tomei. Anachnu Tmeim Lenefesh, Odom. Odom in various places refers to a tzaddik. You find that both Yosef was called Odom, right? The Navim were called, the Navim actually were Gilgulim of Odom Rishon, a tikkun of Odom Rishon. Therefore they died Shuya Yayin, a tikkun from the Novim, from the Chet. It's not like Antomais. We're not Stam Tomei for any Tamdik and Harry. We're Tomei to Tzadikim. And you just told me that at least a half a mina that keep that tzaddikim are not what? Metam. Therefore, lom and migor. Mishnah does it, Sfurno and other form. We were doing taking care of Atzmas Yosef. That's Chacham Levi Kachmitzvah. The Reb Chunda brings from Zayda, the Sifte Marash, from Rash Engel. The Gemara says that mitzvah geireris mitzvah. Yeah? And the Gemara says in Ksuvis that the Baskel came out Bashkafte the Rebbe Kol Man to have a Bashkafte the Rebbe Mezubin Lechayil of Habo. Kol Shkin Vagal Mechaymer, a person who is Misasik with Atzmas Yosef with Nodav Aviu Bekrei VeYakodesh. Yeah. So they couldn't understand if a mitzvah is Gereres mitzvah, how come the result of my mitzvah, Zagevaldig mitzvah, which gives me Olam Habo, should be that I should be possible to bring up a Korban Pesach from Me'adei B'Seich B'nei Yisrael? Where's the mitzvah Gereres mitzvah? You with me? Befrat their tzaddikim. So what did Moshe? So, what's the answer to their taina? Good taina. Now I understand. Alam the shetaina. And what's the answer to that? In the Meshul. What's the answer? Bottom line. What the? Whoa. Says the Agra Dekala from the Holy Bnei Yisrael, where the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher, or the Rebbe said, "The monim aleinu divrei Bnei Yisrael, kedivrei Arizal." Right. It doesn't say anywhere. Like it says here, being brought up a Korban Pesach, we ask Bnei Yisrael Pesach Moyad. Right? It doesn't say anywhere that these people who asked the Taina Loma Nigara brought up Pesach Sheni. The Eibishter tells Moshe Atzivui that Isha Shiyah Tomei Lenefesh doesn't say Nefesh Odom Lenefesh or B'der Chayko Lochem, and then you have Pesach Dinah Pesach Sheni. Ober ein lechanam, these people, says the Agra Dekala, and all the Sifsi Tzadikim, and all this form, unlike I was taught when I was in short trousers in Cheder, they actually brought up on that day, they brought up a Korban Pesach, Bimbo Yete on the Yudalit. What are you making a face? In Agra Dekala state. Not the way you normally learn. It doesn't say anywhere that they fulfilled, they brought up a Pesach Sheni. They asked on Yudalit Nissen, right? So the Eber, a general rule, the Dairus, a person who is Tomei, that Lenefesh Odom, Tomei, he makes Pesach Sheni. Aber for these people, they have to brought up on that day. You never heard this before. So brings the Bnei Yisrael, and a whole slew of the Rishol from the Shalomation, a whole slew of people have this general mahalach. Hello? Nor you could learn it another way, another kvetchels. What? No, faker, because Sadiqim al-Matam. Sadiqim al-Matam, finish Gemara. There's an alternative reading in it. The Yismach Moshe, right, asked another kasha. You told me before that by Bashkafta the Rebbe Kiva, and Elio is metapel with him, right? And if Yeshua Gai says you're a Koyin, so what does he answer? Go and tell your Rebbe, they should tell their Talmid. So what does Tosfos say? Tzidichu Baal. Ask the Yismach Moshe and Parsha Shmini, where in the world do you have that Elio Hanovi says something in a Dvar Halacha which is not Ebs? I always quote the Yamshu Shloim and Gittin to Vesal of Dar Toiris Yehorik Val Yavar. Someone asked you a Shaila to give the wrong answer, it's Geferlich. How can Elio Hanovi give him the wrong answer? Ebs, the reason was Beis Mitzvah. He only told him a reason because he told him a wrong reason. He fafeared him. Hello? Says the Yismach Moshe, and many say this. Hello? A beautiful. Well, listen. The Emes says, in theory, it should be Taka, that Kivri, Tzadikim, or not Mitab. Akapanim, those who pass away, Beneshika, etc., etc. Nervos. So you're a chassid of this Rebbe, I'm a chassid of that Rebbe. Every Tamdik and Harry will say, my Rav, my Rashiva, he'll be Mitab Melemes. Fetachur. Who really knows? Who's Boichin Koyas Velev? Azah halacha could be halacha in the statute books. It's true in theory. Over halacha lemaisi, you can't. Al derech example. Famous Noyd Yehuda, whole discussion. A person is chayev misa's bezdin. Malkus bezdin. Does tshuva help? Klape you and the Eibishter. Over klape bezdin. Why doesn't bezdin reckon? Because tshuva is belev, and who only the Eibishter knows. So bezdin can't reckon which things are beikar belev. Well, Derech's are here. So, you understand? That's only vis-a-vis normal people, the Derech's. Aber Moshe Rabbeinu alone, how did he take Atzmas Yosef? Because Moshe had this for Chodim HaDibur, right? But Moshe had a B'chal Olar Boim Shona, you don't say the principle of Terah Lev Shemayimi. And Moshe knew that Yosef was a Tzadik, right? And he's not Metana. So the Satmar Rav, in a few places in Divrei Yoel, says the same word. Of course, you ask me, right? Elio Anovi is bound. He's not in this world. If Elio Anovi can tell Emes Tzadikim like Rabbi Akiva is not Mitam, how do you paskin? Says Tosfos, no, we don't paskin that way. It's a dichui ba'almen oilam hamaisa. Although it may be true in Machshav, that's also the Tzadmarov answers from here. Kuntu is that these people who were they were gevaldika holy people. Yeah, hello. In Zohar it says, how did they become Tomei, and therefore they fell to be in Karpeh, because they're people who had a Sheikhus to Tumah. People of a Sheikhus to Tumah, they have the Abrahs of Mesav of Sivas, that they become Tomei during Pesach. Were they Tzadikim, were they Rishoyim? Depends on what kind of Tomei. The people who actually came, the Noisei Aroini Shal Yosef, Mishael Shal Tzofin, Mishael Shal Tzofin, they were Taket Tzadikim. Right? Other people, the Doiris, who are Tomei Lenefesh, not Lenefesh Adam, then that's the Bechina the Zohar is talking about. What do I learn, just to finish off, what do I learn from this, a Pasha practical halacha? The Vinarov says, you have a person's metapolis in Atzmas Yosef in Odom Aviyu, a gewaldige mail, and you're mezumen l'chayel of Habo. What does a Yid care about? He's worried about the Olam Haba. He's worried about, he gives a geshrei me'im nekalev lom and nigor. Because an elech Yid knows, that what? That yofe sho'achas of tshuva mas and toivim olam hazeh is worth more than all of olam haba. I'm not talking about what is the idea of Yosef to add to be marchiv the gvulah. The Friedrich Rebbe once said that when Yosef was called Yosef, Rachel, Yosef Hashem li bein to make from a acher to make a ben. Yosef was called acher. Yosef was called ben. A different psukim. You're not going to be a genius. Yosef is three times ben. Hello, you with me? Yeah. 156. Yeah, three times ben. The idea is that the chacham next to the rasha is a divorce from the chiddush harim. When it says a person is bederech rechoyku, right? On Pesach Rishon, he has to bring a Pesach. How far is bederech rechoyku? How many kilometers? Chutz from his kupas hazor. you're standing mamish 2 millimeters, 2 inches. Or outside of that skupa, you're derech rechoik. You could be so close that I'll be teiru your rechoik. Says the Halach Dusharim, is a baruba midah toiva. A person could be 20,000 kilometers away. Or if that's what you want, if a yid gives a geshrei lama nigora, which is the Indian that Yosef gave into us, and the Abish is Mechadish, a new Yontiv, a Pesach Shein, Lisa, and Dakar, and Rafalin, and a Yid could have Kirvas Olikim. And that was Nifl by Yosef, a Chalkel Eskam, I'm not going to try to elaborate. He created the Yid in our Gazette to be Bonim Lashem Olikim, to be Marchid the Gvulus of Akedusha. Then the Kedusha affects Adarab, not only the Neshama, it affects the Guf, and therefore he gave this Eden the Pesach Sheni, which was Nistakin, through the fact that Yosef was Chsidim, Tzadikim, with the Ksherim, the Charedim Alamitzvahs. A Charedi, we said before, is someone who does over and above. That's the idea of Yosef being Marcha Gulus HaKedusha. Then you come Mamish, that the Guf and the Neshama, the his entirety has the Vekus Pashah.